We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Will Manso, sports director, sports anchor at Local 10. You also see him on the Heat pregame show and postgame show on Fox Sports Sun. Most importantly, though, like me, he is a proud University of Miami graduate. And I would imagine, Will, that you are a little bit stunned and hurting today as well after Saturday's loss.
You know, I'm stunned. First of all, happy belated birthday. I'm sorry I missed you yesterday, but I was dealing with all the aftermath of this. Yeah, I mean, am I stunned? Yeah, I didn't expect Miami to lose to FIU. But I honestly, though, I'm not that bothered necessarily that it was FIU, just because I have no issue with FIU. Like, I know that their fans love to give Miami a hard time and say that they're the real Miami and the real University of town. I think that's all fun. I think it's great. I'm just talking about from a University of Miami standpoint. I think it just shows us again that not only is the U not back or close to back, but they're never coming back to what they were. And what they are now is just a reality they've been for a while, guys. And that's a mediocre, middle-of-the-pack ACC team. And a middle-of-the-pack, mediocre team has games like this, where you can lose to an FIU or get beat up by a Georgia Tech or almost lose to a Central Michigan. I mean, that's just what Miami has sadly become.
And it can Manny change it? Like you're saying, you're almost coming to the conclusion that, yeah, we're not the Miami of the early 2000s. I agree with you 100%, Will, but me and Hawk have been calling it a shrapnel, like the aftermath of a loss like that. You think something more should come from this? Because that was embarrassing.
Oh, it was absolutely embarrassing. But, I mean, here's the thing. What can come? And I'm trying to be rational. Like, on Saturday, I was working the Heat game, so I was kind of on and off from the game, and I kept it. I mean, I was shocked when it was all over. I said, oh, my God, they really did lose to FIU. And Manny called it rock bottom after, and he's right. But we didn't see Miami fall to rock bottom just because of FIU. It has been a gradual fall. This wasn't just they fell off a cliff and landed. They've been falling off this cliff for years. So what do you do, Channing? I mean, do you really think firing Manny after 1 year is the answer? I mean, we saw Randy come on, it didn't work. Al come on, it didn't work. We all thought Mark Richt was the answer, and then they had that great 10-0 season two, and it all fell apart, and then he left. And you see where everything's gone. Coaching changes, swag, this, turnover change. None of this has made a difference to the fact that Miami still has this mediocre product. So what needs to change? I don't know the answer. I don't know if there is an answer. I do know what needs to change. We need to stop saying Miami's got to chase the past. They've got to chase the present and the future, and it is going to be nothing like the past. They've just got to be a competitive team in the ACC, and they're not that now. I don't know if a coaching change again is going to do that, because who are you going to get? Like, if not Manny, who? You think Miami's going to go out and, the buyout on Manny and then go spend big money on maybe changing an AD and getting a new coach? I mean, come on. That's just not the way this program is built. That's not the way they did it in the heydays. They just did it by getting good players, teaching them, coaching them, and developing them into what they became. It's not the answer to just start firing coaches, in my opinion.
Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. I'm in agreement with you. I think talk of firing Manny Diaz or Blake James at this point is not where we should be focused. I think it's more of a one-game aberration than anything. You seem to think it's more of a reality of where the program is. But how do you go from in the same season, in a span of 4 weeks, beating Louisville in the fashion that you beat them and beating FSU at Doak in the fashion that you beat them, and then having a game like this essentially at home against FIU? Is that on coaching?
Absolutely. I think it's on coaching, and Manny touched on it today, and I liked what he said on one end, but then I didn't like what he said on the other, and it's kind of through the same quote. Manny basically said, look, we're living as a staff, as players, in this wearing that U on your helmet attitude, right? That when you put that U on, you represent Miami and the greatness that they were. But that greatness the helmet doesn't just leak it into your body and you're great. I mean, you have to go in with the attitude every game, whether it's FIU or FSU or whoever. And, the Canes didn't look like a prepared football team. They didn't look like a motivated football team. FIU went out there and looked like the team that cared, that wanted this, that really felt this was a battle for the 305 and for Miami. Miami just looked like a team that thought they could just show up, and because they have a U in their helmet, they're going to win because it's FIU. There's been too much of that, Hawk, and I think that's the part where living in the past actually affects. I really think the mental, as far as the attitude of the players, of the staff, of thinking that Miami and the U really mean something, when in fact it doesn't anymore. The Miami doesn't scare anyone in that sense. Not FIU, that was calling in the University of Coral Gables all week, you know, at practice. It doesn't scare anyone. You can't just show up and expect to win. They've been just poorly prepared, poorly motivated for too many games. Sure, they get up for some and look great, but you can't be a good college football program doing that every few games.
And, Will, how do y'all feel? Y'all need to send a memo and tell this big lineman to stop dancing the entire game. He's not even in the game, man. Why does this dude keep dancing? As you will, guys, both of y'all, were y'all embarrassed by that video that's hit Twitter and is everywhere?
No, I was embarrassed by FIU faking injuries. Next!
Honestly, I don't care, Chad. He can dance all he wants. I mean, it was 13-0, I guess, when they went to the cutaway, so it did look silly, but I don't care. That stuff doesn't bother me. To me, the effort bothers me. To me, the passion. Like, you know, let's face it. I mean, it was – I'm actually on my way to Marlins Park now for a Marlins event, a Thanksgiving event. And Marlins Park, I finally watched a lot of the game yesterday, and it just looked dead. It just looked like, you know, Canes fans – it's almost like Canes fans have become numb to this and don't care. But that passion or whatever is just – and blame it again on the program in the last decade plus. But I want energy. I want happiness and – an attitude, but you got to follow it up with some good play.
Will Manso is with us from Local 10. Okay, so what is it? Let's say they beat Duke on Saturday, and they've gone through a season, first season under Manny Diaz. They'll go to a lesser-tier bowl game. But let's say they beat Duke. So they've had close games at the beginning of the season against Florida and UNC. They had terrible losses to Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. Real nice victories over FSU and Louisville. Expected victories over Bethune and I guess Central Michigan was not the style of victory you wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
And so what is the first season? What would how would you summarize what the first season ends up being? And we obviously have to include this historic loss Saturday to FIU.
It's got to be a learning lesson. It's got to be a lesson in understanding that you have to approach every game, every opponent the same. And if anything Manny can learn, look, there are coaching things that it would be too boring to sit here and go through every X and O. You guys see two mistakes and things that they do that are coaching questions that Manny and his staff will have to improve. The way they run the offense, the way they make decisions, those are things you hope as a staff, Manny and his first year will learn from. But from an attitude standpoint, I think the one thing you'd learn from this year is if you come to Miami, you do wear that U with pride. You do understand what it represents for the history. But that doesn't give you a pass to not work hard, to not be prepared, to not take every opponent as if it was a national title game. And I know that's easier said than done. Every team has let-up games. Every team has down games. But to lose to FIU like that is not a let-up game or a down game. Like you said, it's an embarrassment. So what do we learn? We have to be patient, I think. I don't think firing the coach is the answer. I know that most of your callers are probably rolling your eyes or screaming at the radio or whatever they're listening to, screaming that that's ridiculous. But to me, you have to be patient. If you think that Manny Diaz was brought in to make Miami the old Miami and all of the winning, and look, Manny's part of it. He took part of it to blame today with all the hashtag New Miami and all the gifs and all that stuff. If you think they're going to be that team, you're going to be severely disappointed, not just with this year's team, but with upcoming year's team. They're never going to be that program. Maybe once in a while, lightning will strike in a bottle and they'll be in the top five and can flirt with, you know, maybe being in that playoff talk. But it's consistency. I just want a solid ACC team. And they've been in that league for, 17, 18, 19 years and have played for a title one time. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing, and it's the state of the program. You're right. But there's nothing you could admit. We've all been through, you know, this in media. You suffer a bad loss. I don't care what the team or the league is. There's really nothing that a head coach can say, right, in a post-game press conference or the day after press conference or 2 days after press conference. There's nothing a coach can say that's really going to satiate the fans.
All you could say is, I take the blame. And Manny, to his credit today, for the most part, said that there were a couple things he said where he talked about kind of the stigma of the program, you know, having the past kind of over you and all the swag and stuff. That's, to me, that's just excuses. I mean, he, for the most part today, he he took the blame for it, and he should. It's a staff. That's all you can say. But you're right, Hawk. I mean, there's nothing they can say that'll make any UM fan feel better about losing to FIU. It's just not going to happen. What's going to happen now is you hope they bounce back against Duke, have a solid bowl, recruit well, learn from this, and be a contender in the ACC Coastal legitimately next season.
All right, there you go. Will Manso from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun as well. And what else do you want to say to Heat fans on the way out about that terrible loss from the Heat against Philly on Saturday?
Listen, the best thing that happened to the Heat was the Canes losing to FIU because everybody forgot about it. On to Charlotte tonight, 7:30 on Fox Sports Sun.
Right. That was a bad one. A one-time bad loss. Everybody could have a bad loss. Second night of a back-to-back on the road, right?
Look, here's the bottom line with the Heat. They're 6-0 at home. They've beaten all the teams they're supposed to be. And against the quote-unquote elite teams, they're 2-3 with most of those games, four of them being, you know, on the road. So when you look at the way they've scheduled out, if you could be around 500 against the elite teams, win the majority, a high majority of games at home, and beat the teams you're supposed to beat, you're a 48-50 win team that's strong seed in the playoffs and playing well. So you can't ask for more than that right now if you're a Heat fan the way they're playing.
But, Will, these turnovers, man, they have to slow down because they can beat the sorry teams with 25, 28 turnovers. But like you saw in Philly, they'll get blown out of the gym with 20 turnovers against a good team.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And they know that. Still knows it. You know, I mean, going into the game, they were the best shooting team in the league and the highest turnover rate team in the league. So that's a combination that it's just going to be hard to keep up on both. I do think that when they finally get Justice back, and look, he's close, but he's not back yet from concussion protocol. They're hoping to get him back soon. I think when they get Justice back, there'll be a little more consistency. Right now, Kendrick Nunn is having the ball in his hands a lot early, and while he's been a great story and can score, I don't think you want him really kind of holding the offense early. Jimmy is playing a lot of minutes and holding the ball a lot as well. I think they're trying to find a balance, and I think Justice coming back hopefully will help that, but whatever the excuse is, they can't turn the ball over. You're right, Sam. You cannot win in the NBA and be a real elite team by leading the league in turnovers. It's just not going to happen.
All right. Will Manso, watch him on Local 10. Watch him tonight on Fox Sports Sun with the Heat. Thank you for making time for us, Will. Tough day for us UM guys.
I know. But you, like you said, got to take your lumps, man. That's the way it works. I am not making excuses.
Nope, me neither. Got to take your lumps. That's why Solana is doing the show nude today. Thank you, Will. And there you go with the Panther growl.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.